Five tragedies befell the Jewish people on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. The first Luchos, the tablets containing the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, were broken when Moshe descended from Mount Sinai. The Karban Tamid, the two daily sacrifices, were suspended during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. The enemy penetrated the walls of Jerusalem prior to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The wicked Apostamus burned the Torah, and an idol was erected in the Beis HaMikdash. Since these tragedies occurred on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, our Chachamim, rabbis, designated this day as a fast for the Jewish people. The purpose is to stir our hearts in order that we utilize the paths of tshuva, repentance, and to serve as a reminder to us of our own actions and those of our forefathers. Remembering these tragedies should lead us to examine our conduct and return to Hashem. One should not mistakenly assume that abstinence from food and drink fulfills the requirement and purpose of a fast. When the sinful city of Nineveh repented, the verse says, "Vayaralikim esmaaseihem." Hashem saw their actions. Our rabbis emphasize that fasting and wearing sackcloth would have been meaningless were it not for the altering of their evil ways. Thus, the true purpose of a fast must be evidenced in one's improved deeds. Since on the 17th of Tammuz, the tragedies of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash began, culminating in the burning of the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av of the 9th of Av, the Jewish custom is to observe some aspects of mourning during this period. This period is known as Bein HaMitzarim, literally between tragedies, or the 3 weeks. Although the Jewish custom is to observe some conduct of mourning during the entire 3 weeks, there are various degrees of intensity of mourning as we get closer to Tisha B'Av. Some restrictions begin from the 17th of Tammuz, some from Rosh Chodesh Av, the first day of Av, some apply during the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, and some only apply on Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Eve. The most severe restrictions and conduct apply to Tisha B'Av itself. The restrictions of the 3 weeks continue until noon of the 10th day of Av, since the Beis HaMikdash continued burning until then.